Chapter 6, Old Friends Meet Again. Lord Krishna had a simple Brahmana friend named Sudama. He was a very poor but saintly man. As a Brahmana, Sudama enjoyed showing others how to find peace and happiness by serving Lord Krishna in thought, word, and deed. Because he was always busy serving Lord Krishna, Sudama and his wife did not spend much time taking care of their own personal needs. They were thin because they did not always have enough food to eat, and their clothes were old and torn. His wife was often worried about her husband's health. One day she said, "My dear husband, why don't you go to see your old friend Krishna again? When you were children, you went to school together. Now he is the king of Dwarka and the husband of the goddess of fortune. He will see how thin you have become and will know what to do." His wife begged him again and again to go to Lord Krishna. "I cannot really think of anything I need to take from Lord Krishna," the Brahmana always insisted. Oh, but how wonderful it would be to see my old friend again," he thought, "even if I don't ask for anything from him." So he agreed to go. "What present shall I bring to him?" he asked his wife. They were so poor that they had nothing in the house. His wife went next door to her neighbors, who kindly gave her 4 handfuls of chipped rice. Carefully, she wrapped it all up in a small handkerchief. The Brahmana took the gift and immediately began walking along the road to Dwarka. At every step, Sudama's heart was filled with love for his dearest friend, Krishna. Not just anyone was allowed to go inside the palaces of the Yadu kings, but Brahmanas were always welcome. Sudama went through many large gates and gardens guarded by soldiers, and finally arrived at the gates of Lord Krishna's 16,000 big palaces. He walked past beautiful palace after beautiful palace, and then entered one of them. Inside, his beloved friend Lord Krishna was sitting with his first queen, Rukmini. Krishna smiled happily as soon as he saw Sudama enter the palace, and he ran over to meet him with an affectionate hug. "Oh, today I have a very special guest," he laughed. "Please sit here and let me feed you these lovely fruits and sweet drinks." As was the custom, Krishna respectfully washed the Brahmin's feet and sprinkled the water onto his head. Then the Lord honored his guest by smearing his body with cooling, fragrant sandalwood pulp, offering him aarti with scented incense and ghee lamps. After Sudama Brahmana had been welcomed in this way, Lord Krishna said, "My dear friend, it is most fortunate that you have come here." The Brahmana was not dressed nicely, and his clothing was torn and dirty. He was completely amazed that such a poor person as himself could be sitting on the silky sheets and golden bed of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the while being fanned with a jeweled yak tail whisk by the Goddess of Fortune. Lord Krishna said, "Sudama, do you remember our school days, when both of us were living together in our spiritual master's house? Do you remember that day when we went to gather firewood for him in the forest. A dust storm and black clouds darkened the sky, and lightning and thunder exploded above us. After the sun went down, we could not even see our way out of the dark jungle. Then it rained so hard that the whole forest became flooded, and we could not find the path back home. Whichever way we walked, we became bewildered. Frightened, we held each other's hands tightly and tried to find our way out the whole night long. Early in the morning, our beloved Gurudev, Sandipani Muni, came with our other school friends to search for us in the jungle. When at last they found us, our compassionate Gurudev said, "My dear boys, in this world, most people only think about themselves first, but you boys are good-hearted and faithful first to your teacher. You tolerated much pain and trouble just to please me and did not worry about what might happen to you. I am so proud of you and the love you have for me. Kindly accept my fondest blessings. May all your wishes come true, and may you always remember the teachings of the Vedic scriptures that you learned from me. Thus, you will never be disappointed in this life or in the next." Oh, we had so many experiences and adventures in our spiritual master's ashram, and now, by his blessings, we are truly happy. The learned Brahmin Sudamana replied, "My dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord and spiritual master of everyone. Since I was fortunate enough to live with you at our teacher's house, my life has become perfect." The whole day, Lord Krishna and Sudama enjoyed recalling different stories from their boyhood days together. Lord Krishna then smiled and asked, "My dear friend, what did you bring for me? Did your wife give you some special gift for me?" Sudama was too embarrassed to give him such a small present as chipped rice. He turned away a little so Krishna might not notice the little handkerchief parcel. Krishna knew Sudama's heart. "Sudama will never ask me for anything for himself," he thought. "But since he promised his wife, he has come to see me just to please her." Lord Krishna smiled and decided, "I will give Sudama more wealth than even the King of Heaven can imagine." Krishna leaned over, reached around, and snatched the small bundle of chipped rice that was hanging on the Brahmana's thin shoulder. Quickly, he began to untie the cloth Sudama was trying to hide. "Oh, why? What is this?" Krishna said excitedly, unfolding a corner of it. "Chipped rice! Oh, delicious chipped rice! My dear friend, you have brought my favorite snack." He encouraged Sudama, saying, "This chipped rice will not only satisfy me, but the whole creation as well." While Lord Krishna was speaking to Sudama, he took a bite of the chipped rice from the bundle. But when he reached in a second time, Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune herself, caught hold of his hand before the chipped rice could reach his lips. "My dear Lord," she said, "just one morsel of chipped rice offered with such love will bring enormous wealth to this Brahmin in this life and the next. Because you are so pleased by this, I personally feel that I may never be able to repay him for millions of births. Please be satisfied with that one bite and do not take any more." The Brahmana spent a wonderful night at Lord Krishna's house and left the next morning for his own home. All the way, he thought about his marvelous visit with Krishna. "How happy I feel! Lord Krishna embraced a poor Brahmin like me, although he never embraces anyone except the goddess of fortune. He made me feel so special that he allowed me to sit down on the same bed where the goddess of fortune lies down. He treated me as a brother. When I was tired, Srimati Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, fanned me herself, although she could have told any of her servants to do so. Krishna personally massaged my legs and fed me with his own hands. He practically worshipped me." Thinking in this way, the learned Brahmana soon reached his own home.
Oh, but what is this?" he wondered. "Everything is wondrously changed. Where is my little cottage? Oh, maybe I have come to the wrong place, yeah. Here, where my cottage is supposed to be, there are big palaces made of valuable marble and jewels, glittering like the sun and moon. Oh, just look at those beautiful parks and lakes full of lotus flowers over there." As the Brahmana tried to understand what he saw, a group of singing musicians welcomed him. Sudama's wife came out to meet him with great love and affection. She was dressed in lovely new clothes, golden necklaces and ornaments, and surrounded by maidservants. It seemed as if the goddess of fortune herself had come to receive him. They entered the palace together. The palace was surrounded by columns of jewels. The couches and beds were made of ivory, bedecked with gold and jewels, and the sheets were as soft and white as the foam of milk. There were golden thrones with sitting cushions and whisks hanging from gold handles. Velvet and silk curtains with strings of pearls were draped all around the window and walls. The marble floor sparkled with designs made of emeralds. All the women in the palace carried jewel lamps. The flames and jewels suddenly became so rich, he began to consider seriously how it had happened. "I have been poor my whole life," Sudama said. He looked at the gorgeous palace and parks all around him. "Certainly, these are the gifts of my beautiful dark friend, Lord Krishna. He has taken my very small present of chipped rice as if it were a valuable gift, and in exchange, he has given me more opulence than the King of Heaven." Sudama felt very humble. "I am not the real owner of all this wealth," he thought. "Rather, it belongs to my generous and dear friend Krishna. He created it. I pray that I will never become so proud that I forget where all this came from." He therefore took these gifts to use in the Lord's service. Day by day, his love and affection for Lord Krishna grew greater and greater. Thus he lived very peacefully with his wife as before, teaching others to find peace and happiness by sincerely serving their supreme friend, Lord Krishna. It is said that those who hear this story will know how affectionate Lord Krishna is to Brahmin devotees like Sudama. They will gradually become as qualified as Sudama and then be transferred to the spiritual kingdom of Lord Krishna.